Who are you? I'm you, from the future. What do you want? I want to tell you about Dave. Dave has your future money. Spend it on whatever you need. With extra cash from Dave, you can get up to $500 instantly with no interest and no credit check. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. This definitely is the voice of the Christian resistance for half a century. That's right. Tonight, folks, we're going to do something just a little bit different. I do want to say right out of the chute, this is Pledge Week. Pledge Week. And I all want to say already that we have our own Wendy Wilson has pledged 700, and Jericho of Newberry has pledged 100. Now, saying that, I'm going to say this because we've had a very, very slow week. If we can make 9,200. That'll bring us up to an acceptable, not quite, but acceptable amount tonight where we won't have to extend Pledge Week into next week. It's summertime. It's been a slow week, but we don't have a choice. Either we get that money in or the station that you're listening to us on right now will be in jeopardy, and we've been fighting with everything we have to stay on. Now, after saying all that, tonight I'm going to have a volunteer of the week. We're going to give a special volunteer of the week tonight. Someone who goes far and beyond her ability is in the fact that she has COPD. And that's right here, Lisa. Lisa does, she's always, now don't say nothing until I'm ready, okay? That's one of the things you got to watch. But anyhow, she's always there. She works. She doesn't complain about her work. And she does this with COPD. She does this with an oxygen tank on her. And she's always the first one to show up. And she does it with, she's got a humble sense of humor, because you may have noticed we do a lot of kidding around here, okay? And you know, again, you got to learn to have, laughter makes the heart grow fonder, and you got to have a sense of humor. You got to learn to laugh at yourself sometimes, because, you know, the Bible says we're a peculiar people, and boy, is that for sure, especially in here. But anyhow, so Lisa, you are the volunteer of the week.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Well, and good evening, everyone.
All right, now get out of here. Go on. Get back in that boiler room. We have all the folks back there in the boiler rooms on the telephones, okay? And we have, of course, on the board, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And back in the boiler room, we got Radical Randy, and we've got back there, well, let me see. Today we have the Ritzes back there, Ron and Barb Ritz. And we have none other than now, well, Mr. Well, what was his name? Jericho of Newberry is back there on the phone, too. So anyhow, and then tonight we have our normal Friday co-host with me, Chaplain, founder, co-founder of Cops for Christ International, and author, Chaplain John McTernan.
Well, hello, Pastor Ernie. I'm sure glad to be with you and the listeners and with me with you on Friday night. This must be your, you must really look forward to it all week long.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of anything else. But anyhow, but John, guess what? We have like a rose between the thorns. And guess who the thorns are, John? That's you and I. We have none other than somebody I consider a daughter in the faith, who is an author, and she's an activist, and she's a little firebrand, and I just love her, and that's none other than From Faith to Action, Jan Porter.
So glad to be here with you, Pastor.
Well, it's good to have you here again. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, so we're going to get right into the scripture, and then this will actually really goes right along with what you're here for tonight. And so we're going to start from Psalm 94. The phone numbers. I got to get the numbers out. That's right. Folks, we have to hear from you. Don't make me do a pledge night on next Monday. I'm tired. I'm old. Just look at me, okay, right? No, you don't have to say anything. Craig's thinking. You can tell. He gets that look on his face. Wheels are turning. Yes, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. We really got to hear from you tonight so that you can continue to hear from us. Our 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The folks are sitting back there. You got a whole boiler room, people sitting there, and they're looking at the phones waiting for those lights to light up, so that they can engage you in very interesting conversation. So call. Anyhow, we start in Psalm 94. O Lord, to whom vengeance belongeth? Are you there yet, John?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie.
Are you on that regular Bible, or are you on that,
I use the Gutenberg Bible. You know that.
All righty. Let's go. I'll start. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself.
Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud.
Lord, how long? How long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph?
How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves?
They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and they afflict thine heritage.
They slay the widow and the stranger and the murderer of murder the fatherless.
Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, and neither shall God of Jacob regard it.
Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will you be wise?
He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formeth the eye, shall he not see?
He that chasteneth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know?
The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity.
Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law,
that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked.
For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance.
But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in the heart shall follow it.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence.
When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up.
The multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul.
Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law?
They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood.
But the Lord is my defender, and my God is the rock of my salvation.
And shall he bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness? Yes, the Lord our God shall cut them off. All right, I wanted to start off because Jan is here tonight, and she's going to talk about what we've got to do because, well, they're going to try to destroy all of these ballots in about 40-something days, folks, and we're not going to let them get away with it. We're not going to let them get away with it. That was a stolen election. We told you that it was going to happen on the very night that Trump won the election in 2016. We told you that very night that the election of 2020 would be the most corrupt. You would have voter fraud, and you would have election fraud unmerited, unlike anything anyone had ever seen. And we were exactly right. And so we're going, and we're not going to let this thing go. We've already sent out several hundred 2,000 Mule videos. We're begging you folks out there to not only show them, but please ask the people, when you've showed it enough, hand them out to someone. We're not going to let them get away with this. Let's go back to our scripture. When he says, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, and reward, and render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, triumph? That would be, well, that's a good question. As we go through there, Jen, and John, would you like to comment on that?
Well, I think the we'll triumph as long as we allow them to. And this is it. You know, you've got to rise up. A lot of people are talking about the victory that we just saw. Roe versus Wade came crashing to the ground. But victory belongs to those who are willing to fight, the warriors who stood in the gap. And I want to thank you, Pastor, for being one of them, those who were listeners. How many times we called, how many times we wrote, we faxed, we did all these things. But it took putting your faith to action. And the wicked are going to get away with wickedness just as long as we let them. And that's what I believe. We've got to do everything that God has given us to do so that he can act on our behalf and give the justice that that the wicked, those who are committing wicked acts deserve.
Well, you're absolutely right. When he goes on to say, how long shall they utter and speak things and the workers of iniquity boast themselves? You know, you have absolute insanity out there today. It's insanity. To give you an example, I have an article right here. The Woman's History Museum snubs females everywhere. Now, guess who they gave the honor, the Woman's History Museum there in D.C., the National Woman's History Museum, they honored three men as honorable in the Women's History Museum. Now, along with and these were not good men. I would not even call them, you know. But some of those that they've honored in the past would be Hillary Clinton, Gloria Steinem, and Margaret Sanger. I would not call these clean women. The Bible calls them unclean. In fact, it says in Jeremiah 2:43 that their skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. And then it says this, that God said he didn't even have to look upon their hearts. By their own mouths, they condemned themselves. And so here, when we go on to say that these people are wicked, they break in people and pieces thy people, O Lord, and I inflict thine heritage. Would you say that that abortion and euthanasia is an infliction of heritage?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was it. Of course. Absolutely. 100%.
And so is it not describing our opposition? They slay the widow and the stranger and murder. They murder the fatherless. Again, I made a list of what we're up against. These are the enemies of Christ and his church today, as we see it here. The Democratic Communist Collective altogether. The mainstream media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News, all of the government schools and universities out there, the rogue intelligence, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the NSA, the DHS. We look at big tech, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc. We look at the NEA, the WHO, the FDA, the CDC, LGBTQ, BLM, Bern Luton Murder, Antifa, NAMBLA, MS-13, drug cartels, the human trafficking cartel, the Biden crime cartel, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, the World and National Council of Churches, the Nation of Islam, the ACLU, and the Church of Satan. Those are just a few of what we're up against. Why should that not worry us at all? Okay, he that is in us is
greater,
than he that is in the world.
In Jesus Christ, we are more than
conquerors.
Okay, and so do we have God's word on that?
We do.
Okay, so who can, if the Lord is with you, who can stand against you?
No, we'll be victorious through Christ when the Lord is with us.
Okay, so when we believe that, those people that really believe that, when it comes to being doers of the word and running to the battle, he says this, remember? Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? What are we to say?
Me,
here I am,
will.
Lord, send me. Right.
Here I am, Lord, send me. And so here, now, I was just discussing today with a fella who's a doctor, and he was telling me we were discussing creation versus evolution. And he was talking about, well, Christianity is a religion amongst many religions. I said, yeah, that's right. And I said, but here, let me ask you this. Well, he was talking about science. And I asked him, is there any exact science? And he's thinking, an exact science? I said, yeah. And he's thinking, I said, what about math? He said, yeah, math would be an exact science. Unless you're going by Common Core. by the way, did you know? Let me ask Jen, see if Jan knows. Hey, Jan, according to Common Core, how much is 6 times 7?
Well, that's a tough one. Common Core, you got to go around the block, figure that out. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I used to think it was 42, but then I was reading and I studied. I found out it's just 42 zeros. So if you want to find out how much it is, it's 42 zeros.
Okay. Because 42 zeros, last count I had, is zero.
Boy, I never thought of that. You're absolutely right. It is, but that was one of the answers that they had given. I was reading to Common Core. It was an amazing thing. Now,
wow.
There's some other goodies out there too. Now, he says this here, because I've heard these people, and I told this doctor. I said, look. You have over 1,800 prophecies in Scripture. Most all of them have come true already. The vast majority, probably close to 1,700 of the 18. There's 580 in the New Testament and over 1,200 in the Old Testament. And I said they came true exactly when, exactly where, exactly how, precisely as they were prophesied. Now, of course, you know, the mathematical odds of that are zero. It couldn't happen. And today, with all of man's modern technology, John, how many of the prophets do you think that we could fulfill today with our technology?
I mean, we ourselves trying to fulfill the Bible?
I mean our science. Of course, we're going to be fulfilling the Bible. The Bible's going to fulfill itself.
They try and say that evolution is science, and the Bible refers to it as a fable. Second Peter calls it a fable. So I guess they fulfilled that one, didn't they?
Well, yeah, it's also spoken about there in 1 Timothy chapter 6. It says science, falsely so called. Paul, yeah, you're right. That's a fact that Paul refers to it too.
They fulfill it in the negative way. You know what I mean? It's like, well, we believe in evolution. Yeah, that's the fable that 2 Peter chapter 3 talks about. You know.
Here's what Paul says. Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred. And so here, when we talked about this, I said, first of all, here's an exact science. Mathematically, evolution is impossible. It's impossible. Mathematically, it can't happen. No. And I said, here's something else. There has never, not ever, ever, ever been, not one time, one example of any creation creating itself. Every single creation that exists has a creator. It's impossible. There never has been, there is not now, and there can't be, to have a creation without a creator. And so, I mean, things cannot create themselves, can they?
No, it can't. There has to be a force behind the creation.
And so he gave me an example of this COVID. Now you've got this new strain of COVID. He said, well, you see these strains, they're evolving. I said, well, then did they create themselves? No. Did they have a creator? Yeah, Fauci and the others created these in labs. These are bioweapons. They were created. But anyhow, that's a reality. So as we keep looking, Jana, we're talking about all of these things that we're saying. He goes on to say, does he that have an eye, does he not see what you're doing? He that has the ear, can he not hear? And so here today, somehow the people out there have this mindset that if they can't see God, God can't see them. And it's very obvious, isn't it, in their behavior?
Yeah, it's not like a mirror on a truck, on the side of a truck. if you can't see this, then we can't see you, right? So, no, this doesn't work that way. God sees it all, and he knows it all, and you can pretend all day long, but he knows the truth, and he will be acting on our behalf as we step out and obey him in all of these issues. And I think we're seeing that. I mean, we are seeing, since the last time I've been on the program, I just have to say it, praise the Lord Jesus, Roe versus Wade came crumbling to the ground. We've got the Ohio heartbeat law in effect right now, as it is in South Carolina, Tennessee, and 11 states that are abortion-free, 5 that soon will be, another 2 that'll have the heartbeat bills enacted once the courts let these things go, because they have to. The Supreme Court has ruled. So we're going to look right now at about 22 states that are abortion-free or almost abortion-free, protecting every child whose heartbeat can be heard. This is phenomenal. God did hear our prayers. He did respond to and use those of us who put our faith to action. And it's great hope in the midst of very, very dark times.
I remember Dr. Wilkie, Jack Wilkie, telling me, because he's much older than me, he said, son, he said, I don't think I'll ever see it in my lifetime. He said, but I believe that you'll see Roe v. Wade overturned in your lifetime. And when he said that, you know, I was kind of, wait a minute. You know, you're not planning on dying. We got to get this thing done right away. We got to get it done within the next year. And he was much wiser than I. And he said, no, that won't happen. But he was exactly right. We saw it overturned in our lifetime. And we've been fighting for this now for 49 years, haven't we?
We have. And we have seen this victory. I still am celebrating in my heart. I know there's much more to do, but for all those people who say no, don't celebrate, you're absolutely wrong. We need to celebrate what God has done and realize that the curse over America is broken, and that what we need to do now is run like somebody left the gate open and just take back our country. Because here's the message I've been telling people, and you know, Pastor, I've been saying it for decades, that we're going to end abortion. And people are no longer doubting that statement. But I'm going to say in the same way, with the same confidence, that if we can end abortion, we can take our country back. That is the message that I believe that we need to hear, and I believe we need to step out right now and do it. And I don't know if you're ready for me to tell you how we're gonna do that, but I can't wait to do it.
Okay, we're gonna right after this. I gotta say first, the Bugs Buddy in Arkansas pledges 200. Thank you, Bugs. That puts us down to 9,000. Eva from Cleveland pledges 100. Bob from Aurora pledges 200. Linda and Kevin in Brooklyn pledges 150. Ruth and Denise in Silver Lake pledge 200. Thank you, thank you. And this next song goes right along with what our next topic.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you. I'll remember in November as I step into the little booth. I'll remember. Remember me, I served my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight raids? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember in November as I step into the little booth. I'll
already, and boy will we. Got to hear some fast headlines, but first I've got to say, Okay, thank you to Dan in Pennsylvania. Pledges $25. Folks, the numbers are 888-281. What was that? Okay, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We really have to have you. We need about 8,300. 8,300. No, I'm sorry. It's 8,600. 8,600, okay, is where we're at right now. So that we need to raise tonight. So help us stay on the station. You're listening to us from coast to coast. And let's get back. Jan, I'm going to hit some fast headlines, just headlines and then lightning rounds. And then we're going to talk about why you're here tonight. What the January 6th committee doesn't want you to hear. By the way, another name for the January 6th committee is the Liars Club. Okay, Patrick Byrne explains what Trump's options were after the FBI warned. After the FBI warned the 2020 presidential election was hacked. That's right. But you don't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS. Okay, now. Here's the next headline. Shocking. On November 4th, 2020, Georgia showed 100% reporting, and Trump won then. 250,000 ballots were manufactured, and Biden was given a win by Raffensperger days later per voter and GA. Now, here's another one. Turning point action to hold replace Rhino Rusty rally. To remove GOP-censored Arizona House Speaker Rhino Rusty Bowers from office. Here's another one of the guys. One more. Breaking. Wisconsin Election Commission announces they will ignore the new ruling and allow clerks to cure and count incomplete mail-in ballots. Update and Rep. Rantham responds. Okay, so here, Jan, I'm going to say that this was the worst election fraud in the history of this country. And anyone and everyone that says it's not is a liar and there's no truth in them. What do you think?
I tend to agree with that. And I'll tell you that there are a lot of people who are listening and reading all these headlines, and they're feeling very discouraged. And they're saying they're stealing our country. They've stole the election. Why should I even vote? What's the point? And I want to tell you something, that this is not lost. There was a quote from the Wisconsin speaker last week, the speaker, Robin Voss. He said that, and there's an article about it, that if voter fraud in the 2020 election was proven, then there should be a election do-over. Okay, let's just say that we've got the people who are in charge. Let me explain something, that right now there are the legislators who have the authority to do something. They are the House members, and of the five swing states, these Republican House members are the ones who can actually have the constitutional, the legal, the moral responsibility to investigate this. But here's where the danger is, Pastor. People say, oh, too much time has gone by. Let me tell you why the clock is ticking. In 42 days from now, on September the 4th, just over a month from now, they are going to destroy the 2020 election ballots. It's all at decertifyfraud.com. You can see it's Title 52 in the federal code, that they're going to destroy the evidence unless we act. And what we're doing is we've put together, and you know we've done this in the past very successfully, with postcard campaigns through the mail with a tangible, urgent action, an action step, really, that's been missing to this whole ordeal. We've watched 2,000 mules. We've seen the voter fraud, the headlines you've just read. But what can we do? Well, this is it. You go to decertifyfraud.com, and we're going to send a postcard encouraging the people who have the authority, the responsibility to act. And we've picked out five key states, the ones where the voter fraud we know took place, in Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan. And we're sending them a postcard that's going to be hard to ignore. On the front of it, Pastor, it's got a cartoon. Let me ask you something. What color? Let's just say, what color car or truck do you drive?
It's almost black, a dark grayish black.
Okay. So you got a black car, and if someone stole this black car of yours, let's say 2 years ago, And if a detective, a police officer comes up to you and says, hey, you know what, Pastor, we got some great news. We found who stole your black car. We have witnesses, surveillance video, and geo-tracking. I mean, they've got it all. They know where this guy's driving all around town. But you know what? They've had it for so long. They're used to driving it. You know, they're mode of transportation. So we're just going to let them keep it. Would you let them get away with that?
I'd say you got to come out of that Democratic Party. It has dumbed you down, way down.
Yeah.
And no, we're not going to let you get away with it.
And that's it. If we wouldn't do it with a car, why would we do it with our country? Look, just because they got away with it doesn't mean they get to keep what they stole. And that's the whole point, is that it's not too late. There's no statute of limitations on crime. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. And what we're doing here with this postcard campaign is to give courage to the cowardly, to give support to our friends. And really, we're going to show the pressure on those who are opposing us, because what we're asking to do, and I'm reading the postcard right now, is that voter integrity is the foundation of our republic. As long as questions remain about the 2020 election, the ballots must not be destroyed. We urge you to fulfill your legal, moral, and constitutional duty to sequester the ballots. That's to keep them safe. Don't destroy them. To investigate and decertify the fraudulent votes cast in your state without delay. Do not become complicit in the felony of voter fraud. Got some graphics on there. And you know, because the word doesn't return void, I put a Bible verse on there. I was going to use the founder's quote. I said, you know what? I'm going to quote the Bible, James 4:17. Anyone then who knows the right thing to do yet fails to do it is guilty of sin. And this is going to go to the Republican members in the key states. Now, you can choose. You can send it to one state or two states. But what I just did is I sent it to Wisconsin, all five, Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan, as well as the nine members of the Supreme Court. I just sent 374 postcards in less than a minute. And we've just started this campaign, but we've already got 35,241 postcards that have been sent. More are coming in. It is the way you can take back our country. It's less than a minute. It costs you less than the price of postage. And like I said, the costs are not built into this. I'm covering a lot of costs because I want people to do it. It's not a gimmick. This is not a way to capture names or get petitions. No, this is a tangible postcard that's personalized to the representatives in the House of Representatives in these five states, and it's from you with your name and your name, your city and state. We're not giving them your address because I don't really want them to have your address and put you on a mailing list, but we're going to let them know that you're a real person, and you're sending this to them and asking them to do their jobs. They're constitutional. They're the legal and moral duty to sequester the ballots, investigate and decertify the fraudulent votes, and it's all done in one site, and you can see the countdown. And we've got 42 days and 24 hours, 16 minutes before they destroy these ballots. That's why we need to act right now. I would encourage you, if you're driving, pull over and get to decertifyfraud.com. I'm going to tell you something. This is not too late. I mean, I remember it was 22 years ago that I was living in Florida at the time, and they had called another election. They declared the election. You remember this, Pastor? They said that the 2000 election was for Al Gore, and I joined with people all over the country. It had never been done before. It was a ridiculous prayer, but I remember getting on my face before God and saying, "God, change the outcome of this election." And we remember it was all about the judges. It was all about making sure we had the judges in place so that we could see what just took place, that Roe versus Wade would go crumbling to the ground, to the ash heap of history. And I'll tell you that happened. But we stood, I was part of the recount team, and we fought. And guess what? God changed the outcome of the election 22 years ago. And I'm telling you what he did before, he can do again. But it's going to take us putting our faith to action, standing in the gap, going to decertifyfraud.com, and send the cards. It takes less than a minute, but if you're frustrated, if you're discouraged, if you feel hopeless, I'm telling you, there's something you can do right now that is tangible. And when we did this before, we did a postcard campaign to fight H.R. 5. Remember that, the so-called Equality Act that would have brought with it the criminalization of Christianity? We ended up sending 1.9 million postcards. which was about 5 or 6 feet of postcards stacked on each desk of the United States Senate. And you know what? That bill never passed. Even though we had a Democrat House, Senate, and White House, we were able to stop it because we joined together and we sent something tangible that they could not ignore.
Jen, hold it right there for a minute. I've got to get these phone numbers out. And then I want you to tell me, how can I send them to every one of those state representatives in all of those states? 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Help us to stay on the station we're on. This is summertime, and you have no idea how hard it has been for us. We have been, folks, you don't know what I've had to go through to stay on those stations and not lose those three that we came so close to losing. We want to say thank you for Brandon in Michigan pledges 50 and Joe in Staten Island pledges 100. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Joe. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. All right, how can I send them to all of those state reps, cards, in all of those five states?
It's the easiest thing you can imagine. You just go to decertify fraud, D-E-C-E-R-T-I-F-Y, fraud.com, and it's a project that I've been working with General Flynn, Joe Flynn, and the America Project, and we've launched this thing to get our country back. All you have to do, you scroll down, you can see the amount of postcards. That's going to be updated here soon. You can read the postcard, take a look at the cartoon. It's a single mom standing at a bus stop with three kids with the police officer saying just what I told you, that we've got the evidence, we've got the witnesses, but you know, they've had it so long. We wouldn't do it with a car, and that's why we can't let them do it to our country. And so you take action, you just click a button, and I encourage people to click option three. That means in less than a minute, you can send 374 real, tangible, printed, personalized postcards through the U.S. Postal Service, and it goes directly to the Republican House members. These are the ones that have the ability to do something, to act. You saw 2,000 mules. You heard about the voter fraud. You want to do something about it? This is the action step that has been missing. Click option three, and the 374 postcards will be sent to Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and the House members in those states, and the nine justices of the United States Supreme Court. And it's for less than the price of postage. There's a $25 option for one state, a $50 option for two states, or for $100, which you couldn't even do on your own if you put a stamp on these postcards. We're going to do it for you. We're going to print it. We're going to send it to each of these reps from you, with your city and state, so they know you're a real person, and we're going to do it as quickly as we can, because right now the clock is ticking. September 4th is the deadline. 42 days from now, they're planning. They are legally going to be destroying the evidence, the 2020 election ballots, and we've got to stop them, and these are the people who can. So you're the one who has the ability to stand in the gap right now by going to decertifyfraud.com. It is not lost. It is not hopeless. It just now needs for God's people, the remnant, to act, to put their faith to action. And you know how long I've been pitching this about abortion, and so many people said, oh, Roe will never fall, and we'll never see the heartbeat law. Guess what? The heartbeat law in the state of Ohio is saving 9 out of 10 babies. We're going back to get the rest. The bills are drafted. They're being heard in committee right now as we expand not only across the country with bills to protect babies from conception, but we're also working on a federal heartbeat bill at a minimum. And I'm told there is widespread support in Congress, which means we can actually protect children even in the deepest blue states like New York and California. All of that seemed impossible even a month ago, and yet here we are. And once you've seen Goliath fall, Pastor, I'll tell you what, there is nobody that can tell me it can't happen again, and that's what's about to happen again. If we can end abortion, we can take our country back, but it's going to take action, and the best course of action that I know, the reason we developed this is because it's going to be a tangible way to give courage to the cowardly. And you just go to decertifyfraud.com. We're demanding action. And again, decertifyfraud.com, one click, sends 374 postcards printed, personalized from you to them in time for them to get the message not to destroy the evidence, not to destroy the ballots from the 2020 election.
We'll be doing that tomorrow. I'm going to do that tomorrow, the whole shooting match there. And
praise the Lord.
You know, I wanted to say this, too, because when Roe v. Wade went down, immediately I got a bunch of calls from people, listeners out there, calling me and congratulating me. Well, you know, I made a lot of noise, but you, Jan, you're the one that carried all the water. You're the one more responsible than anybody, probably than the rest of us put together, for getting that heartbeat bill passed. And I just want to say thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. And I'll tell you, it was a team effort. I mean, all the glory goes to Jesus. I made that deal with him early on when we first drafted the bill, that when he pulled it off, when we saw this become law, that he would get all the glory, he would get all the credit. But I will say that God did use people, and you were one of them. I mean, when you're thinking about writing out a check to make a pledge, I just want to say here publicly that so many times when it looked like we were failing and failing and failing, you know, we had to overcome two vetoes. I remember I had to drive through the snowstorm to bring back our swing vote to override the veto of John Kasich in the Ohio House. I mean, it was a battle, to be sure, but you stood with me every step of the way from the very beginning. You were at every rally, every prayer meeting, every press conference. And I want to say that you know, there's a lot of times people talk, but I'm going to say this publicly, that to those of you who are thinking about writing a check tonight, I'm going to say I've known for, I lost count of the number of years, I think it's closing in on 35, 40 years I've known you. And I want to say this, Pastor Ernie is the real deal. He's not a showman. This is not talk. He is a man of action. And because he stood with us as we were down in the trenches, fighting in Washington, fighting in Columbus, fighting around the country, as I have the privilege of recruiting the sponsor of the Texas Heartbeat Bill, that even before Roe came down, it ended up saving 20,000 children. That's a stadium full of children that was saved. And I'll say that I don't know that we would have gotten the successes we did if it weren't for this radio program getting people to put their faith to action, to make those phone calls. And so in addition to going to decertifyfraud.com, I just encourage you to call the numbers and really back the ones, plant the seed in the soil that you're going to see a bountiful harvest. Because as long as I've known you, Pastor, I think it's closing in on 35 years, I've seen you ahead of the curve. You know, it's a lonely place to be out in front, to be at John the Baptist. It's not a very popular place a lot of times, but you have been there. You called things before everybody else saw them, and you stood with me as I was in that very precarious place, standing against the crowd, standing against people who claim to be pro-life, even my former employers at Ohio Right to Life that fought us for 8 long years and then took credit when the bill passed. You were there, and I just want to say, I'm just grateful that you're the real deal. You've never wavered. As long as I've known you, you've always been on the right side. That's why I guess your show is What's Right, What's Left. You know what's right. It starts with the Bible, and it ends with putting your faith to action.
Well, thank you very much for all those kind words. That's an encouragement. I do want to say, too, I remember, you know, John and I, we're two old bulldogs. We're two old war vets. We're used to fighting all these years, but what they did to you when you were running for Congress, what they did to you, they lied. They told such lies. See, now we're used to this, you know, kind of stuff, John and I, because we've been in this battle. But you, you know, for them to do what they did to you, I'm going to tell you, that made me so angry. And I let the opposition know and try to take credit for things you did. Try to take credit for the heartbeat pill. All of the things you did in the opposition when you were running for Congress, and you talk about election fraud. Boy, I'm going to tell you, there was plenty of election fraud right there. And, Jan, you know, I tell you what, the rhinos, so I think the rhinos are more of a danger to us and more of an enemy than even the Democrats, because, you know, they get you from within, and that's the problem.
I couldn't agree more, 100%. Because what they're doing is they go, and you remember when I ran against the Senate president?
Yep.
Because he was blocking our bill. But yet he was going to all the Tea Party meetings. They'd go around to make all the campaign stops, tell everybody how pro-life they are,
when they go to Columbus and they go to Washington and they block the bill to keep hearts beating. But I want to say, yeah, it was smart. I'm not going to lie to you. This was a tough, tough battle. I got bloodied and bruised by it, but I'll tell you what, it was worth it. It was absolutely 100% worth it. And I'm going to tell you, as a battle-worn warrior in this in the life issue, we can take our country back. This is not a time to concede. Well, we've got a show trial going on. Those people who actually went to Washington to exercise their First Amendment rights, some who walked in the Capitol as the police held the doors open for them, and now they're going after Josh Hawley. They've just convicted Steve Bannon. Are you kidding me? This is the kind of thing that's happening. They're going after their political enemies while everyone else is running free. And it's got to stop. And it stops to get to the voter fraud. Now, when I started Faith to Action, it's about, there's lots of things you can do. You can work against littering if you want. You could do all kinds of things with your life. But you know what? I want my life to count. I want to be, as Martin Luther said, where the battle is the hottest. What Martin Luther said is that if you're fighting on other fronts, any other front besides where the battle is the hottest, he said, you are a traitor to the cause. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've spent my life making sure that we brought abortion to an end. I saw in one day my decade goal of the heartbeat laws and my life goal of Roe coming down all in one day. This is what God can do in a day. But you want to know something? This is the moment where we can say, where's the battle the hottest right now? Well, if we don't get our elections back, we will not have a country. What Dinesh D'Souza said in his movie 2000 Mules, I think he said it best. He said, without free and fair elections, we are not a democracy. We are a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy. That's where we are, and we can take it back in the same way that we took back the protection for children in the womb, and you can be a part of it. All it takes is less than a minute, and you're going to pay less than the price of postage at decertifyfraud.com. Decertifyfraud.com. Because I'll tell you what, if you don't put your faith to action, I don't want to hear you complain about where we're going as a nation. And I don't want to be like Ronald Reagan said. It's in the video on the website, decertifyfraud.com, where he said, listen, if we don't do it now, if we don't fight with everything in us, then we may find ourselves telling our children, our children's children, what it was once like to live in America where men were free. We can never let that happen. We've got to act now. And we can get our country back in the same way that we saw Roe versus Wade crumble to the ground.
All right, I'm going to keep on this. I'm going to keep on this, keep on this, and keep on this until we get a lot of people. We will get ours started tomorrow. I wanted to say a thank you to Pam in Ohio pledges 100. John in Las Vegas pledges 20. Steve in Minnesota pledges 100. Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you, folks. We need to keep going. We've got less than 1 hour left, and we still have to raise quite a bit yet. I'll let you know as soon as I know. Pardon? Right around 7,000. We still got to raise about 7,000. We've got less than 1 hour to do that, so we need your help to do that. We really do. We're working extremely, extremely hard to stay on the station you're on. Again, none of us, we don't get paid for doing this. We do not get paid for doing this. We're doing it for the cause. Is there not a cause? There is. Is not your freedom. What's your freedom worth to you? Can you, listen, can you ever get any truth from NBC, ABC, or CBS? No. They will betray you, and they have betrayed you every day, and they will continue to betray you to the corrupt swamp. The corrupt deep state out there. Okay. Those numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this. Hang tight there, Jan.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Speary Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.